Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. There is an awareness, always. Of the souls, the core, whom I sit before, always. Channeling is not a lecture. For in the process that you see my partner in now, it puts out an energy which is invitational. A two-way process that involves those who sit in the room, those who may be listening, even those in the future who may be reading. Never has there been a time when my partner has been able to open his mouth and channel out loud alone. It has never occurred in 22 years. He has been able to do it without making any noise by transcription, and that is a teaching mode. But when he sits in front of souls, he is with family. I am with family. And it becomes a reunion. And in the reunion energy, there is transfer of information both ways. He speaks in the language you hear, and you also are aware of the third language, which is the catalytic language, which is going right to those parts and pieces of you that need the information. And sometimes the information is, you are dearly loved. Sometimes the information is, this is safe, this is valid, relax. Sometimes the information becomes, relax so much you go to sleep. And I will tell you, these kinds of sleeps that you would have during these times are the best ones, for they allow us to hold your hand, to sit with you, for us to put our energy upon your heads, your shoulders, to love you, to be close enough for just a moment or two and do things you would not allow us to do normally, which is then to give you information about who you are. As you sit in the chairs, there is a tremendous allowance, you might say, of permission. Permission to shift, permission to change, permission to be. These are not lectures. It would appear as though there is a one-way communication, not to us. Cryon is not a singular entity. None of us are. We come in with a group entity awareness. Difficult for you in three dimensions to understand, where a multidimensional entangled energy is represented. We are part of a group and yet we stand alone. Very difficult. We can name ourselves. We can give the same information for years. And what, we are not singular. We are a full energy that encompasses the group, can go out the door with you and stay with you wherever you go. It is a piece and a portion of God, that which you call spirit, that which you call nature, all intertwined as one. That's what you hear. That's the energy you feel. Now, let us speak a moment of what is going on in the room. As many chairs as there are life paths. There is no generic information that I can give to all of you. It will work for all of you. Each core soul in the chair has an amazing Akash. Each one is separate and a part of God. Each has agreements. Each has karma. Some is cleared, some is not. There are some recalibrations going on in the room. You're also different. And what allies you is one, is truly what we would call the love of spirit. That which you are perceptually aware of. I speak to those who are advanced, even those who have come, who have not been interested at all necessarily in the information that I would give, and have come only for vacation reasons, even the ones that are not even in the room, they're affected. It's interesting who allies with whom. And what you call partnership, you would think perhaps that your partner is not allied with you spiritually. What you don't know is what their Akash looks like, and you might be amazed at the lifetimes they've had as spiritual teachers, perhaps even shamanic energy as old souls. You just don't know. And they may never change their attitude about any of what you see, and yet they will walk out of the room with a sacred Akash just like yours. That is why these messages are for all. And some will fall upon the ears and the consciousness of those who will heal themselves with the information alone. And some of it will simply fall and never be picked up, but will always be available. Oh, family. Oh, family. I asked my partner to bring you here and let the synchronicity allow who would sit in the seats. And I knew what the potentials were of who would be here today, yesterday, the day before. You need to be touched. You've come to sit in the bath of the love of God. Perhaps you've come here to enjoy the meeting, to sit in the energy. There is an entourage in this place that is a mixture of so many things. Those like me from the other side of the veil, those you carry in with you, the ancestors, so many things, we're all allied as one. I will tell you, what you think you came for, perhaps, is going to be different than what you walk out with. And so there are few in here, and you know who you are, who are not going to walk out with anything profoundly new that you came in with. Instead, this day is about honor and celebration of who you are, what you're teaching, so you can sit and be honored by spirit for the few moments that you are here in the chair and you know who you are. And it's not just the workers in the light. It's just not those who are doing esoteric things. It's the moms and the dads and the workers who go back to their lives in jobs they don't like, in places they don't necessarily want to be in, holding a light that is so profound that you'd never know it. For they've learned that they are indeed self-contained. They have the joy of spirit in them. And they can stand in dark places because they have the light of God. We have given just recently instructions for the light worker past 2012 Many messages we have given about what is next, what to do next, where to go next. But this one is different. For now I speak to old souls, mostly old souls, very old, very old. Some of you are resounding with the energy of this, the profundity of Kauai. And you know your home. And who does that make you? It makes you Lemurian. Thousands of years, this civilization was isolated. With the teaching that they had received from the stars, putting together the best they could, the first known civilization that would have the seeds of enlightenment. What would they do? What would they discover? In those days, the teachings were pure. And what they were taught was pure. Indeed, they even had some multidimensional energies of their own, which they used for healing modalities. No machines, not really. Energies, concepts. When their DNA was changed, and over thousands of years in this place, they learned how to think conceptually, not linearly. And in that, they were able to control that which was physical, including even a portion of their lifespan. All of this given as core information for humanity. Not so it would be lost, but it was. But so that you would start out with the core information that would always be in the Akash. Always. The spiritual parts of your DNA have been, let us say, protected. Like this island. It can't be touched by anything inappropriate. And the core information of the Lemurian teachings are in every single human being alive. They lay there with your free choice. As you awaken, will they be used? So now I give us a small synopsis and also some instructions for the old soul, the ones in the room, the ones listening, the few. Listen. On this planet right now, the awakening that is going on is from old souls. That is who is awakening. The energy of this planet, the energy of the time fractal you are in, the 36-year window of the galactic alignment, which you call the 2012 energy, all of that has a specific energy. Set up by the 1987 harmonic convergence, the energy is awakening. The invitation is to feel home. What is it inside you that you may never have pulled upon before, which now you are aware is there? And what will you do with it? There is such a variance, even in this room, of the paths you are on, the potentials you have, and what you're going to do with them, that no one singular message will serve you all. Such is the variety of the human spirit. Such is the puzzle solving that must go on from human to human. Such are the lessons that the old soul carries. For I will tell you that in the chairs in front of me, all of you have been here before. There is not one newbie here, not one. So in this closed arena of this room, I give you some messages. Old soul, I'll give you some instructions on what is next. What happens past 2012 and where you're going. You are planting the seeds right now that potentially will become a generation or two away of humans who think differently than you, as different as you think now as those 50 years ago thought, who will look back at the conflagrations and war as being barbaric, animalistic, foolish, and they will see that they are different. This is the shift you've asked for. The potentials are, with your free choice, that you will make it through this decision point. And the setup should be complete. You've seen the wild cards happen that my partner has spoken up. You have seen the Soviet Union fall over without a shot, without a revolution. You've seen the largest enemy of the free world leave quietly. And that happens because the energy was not commensurate with the shift on the planet. And that's the kind of thing you're going to see very soon in the rest of the world. The demise of inappropriate leadership. Leadership which does not honor the human being. Leadership which does not honor the feminine. Leadership which does not honor free choice. The dictators are leaving. The policies that have been there, which have enslaved genders and races, will slowly disassemble, and you will see them fall. This is what's going to happen. These are the seeds that have been planted. Less than 0.5% of the earth must awaken to the reality of what you know in the chair today for this planet to have peace. It's generations away, dear ones, but it starts here. It starts in these years. It is the reason I have come. It is the reason many of us have come. We sit in a celebration mode around you, in a circle of ancestors surrounding you right now on all sides and back and front with smiles, with our hands out, congratulating. I'm going to give you 4 attributes of what you can do next, and all of them are hard. Every single one more difficult than we would ever give to those who are not all souls. Each one of these attributes is so difficult because they are all conceptual. If you have a conceptual instruction, you cannot ask, how do I do it? If somebody says to you, I wish you'd love me a little more, and you say, well, what are the steps for that? How do you turn up the love intensity? What knob do I touch? What screen is that on? It's a concept that is emotional, that involves a full body experience. And so you have to discover it for yourself. And each of you will discover your own ways on these steps that I give you now. Old soul, here's the first one. When I talked to light workers and I said, here are the steps past 2012, the first one was get out of fear. And I'm not going to give you that one, because you already are. In your own degree, You either are out of fear or you know better. That's not going to be one of the instructions. You already know this one. No. Here's number one. I want you to believe that in your Akash is divinity. I want you to believe in these things, that you are indeed an old soul. Break the barriers of linear disbelief, of the things that you've been taught, of the mythology of your families. And bring yourself to a full state of awareness, belief, belief, belief. And I'll tell you how you know when your belief is there. Because you will feel it emotionally. That's how you'll know. When you walk outside the room, and if you're alone and you look upon that which is beautiful, and your whole entire soul says, remember, 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 remember. And if you have a moment, perhaps, where you might even weep a little, and you don't even know why. This is a sign that the belief is working. You are starting to realize, believe it. Is it possible you were here before? Is it possible there is a plan? Is it possible that you were drawn here to be immersed in the Lemurian bath of energy so that you could go home and carry it with you? Is it possible that a piece of your ancestry is here melding with you so that in a multidimensional state you can leave with it? It's not linear. It's not in 3D. It's not in a box. You can take a piece of it home. Your piece. That's the power of an old soul. What did the masters who walked the planet teach you about belief? That if you believe it, you can manifest it. You can move a mountain. You can cleanse disease from your body. That's the power of belief. It is your conscious intent. All old souls have the complement of mastery embedded in them from the very first, because that's why you're here. That's the training you've had, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Oh, I have those who would sit here and say, I can't remember any of it. I don't expect you to. You're not supposed to. That's linear. Do you see? If you're going to remember, which is number two, I want you to remember the emotions. That's the only thing you're going to remember. None of you are going to awaken and remember every lifetime, what you did, who you were called, what you looked like. It doesn't work that way. That's linear. I would say, oh, how 3D of you. No, here's what you remember. You start to remember processes. You start to remember the facilitation of how you work with your body. You start to remember what it feels like, what it feels like to be in a peaceful state. So number one is believe. Number two is remember emotionally, not in a linear fashion. Do you see the difficulty? I'm asking my partner to back up and do this again for clarity. Believe is a concept. The concept cannot be studied. There are no steps. You have to use the emotional response in your own consciousness to enforce whether you are believing it or whether you're doubting it. Don't analyze it in 3D. There still will be those, when you go to sleep tonight, pondering this message, and you'll say, well, do I believe it or not? I don't know. I don't know. I think I do. I don't know. I think I do. Maybe I don't. What are you doing? Do you feel it or don't you feel it? Because your intellect is no good here. It won't work. Old soul, now it is time to get in touch with that part of you that your Akash is churning over for you. Some of you in here, and you know who you are, and are in a realignment process. That is, the body is catching up to belief. It takes the body a lot longer to respond, for it is corporeal. It must go through the steps of physics and chemistry and growth and healing. Doesn't happen instantly. It can happen quickly, but not instantly. And some of you who know who you are have things that are lingering. And I say to you, dear ones, that the lingering issues that are physical in your bodies, dear one, don't fear them. These are the things that you are working through that are the most difficult. They are all signs of something else, each one. Filled with the love of God. Don't fear them. Use synchronicity to solve the puzzle on what to do next regarding them. Don't discount anything that might come your way. Meet those who have processes, who have things to give you, which are good. Look to energy, even to your own consciousness. The timing will be correct. That's you working with the universe. That's an old energy body trying to catch up with a Lemurian consciousness. Old energy body, anything before 1987. So if we have anyone in here born after 87, they don't have to do much work. Do you see the issue? And so the third one of the four becomes physical. And that is that your physical bodies must catch up to the enlightened consciousness that you are portraying and starting to put into your daily lives. And that is a concept. And the concept is you must change the physical body by rewriting the DNA engrams. The information my partner spoke of today has to be rewritten in order to go along with the energy that you are now experiencing. In the DNA is pure instruction sets that have never changed from the time the Lemurians were here and the Pleiadians gave them to you. But the bridge that has to be crossed is that information and what it does to your corporeal bodies in today's energy. The first thing that I will tell you is that it's pathetic how short your lives are. Have you noticed? Yes. Oh, yes. How would you like to change that? It can be done. Belief is the catalyst. For once you believe, you have a consciousness that is pure. The barriers start to come down from fear and disbelief. And you go to the next step. You start to remember how to live longer. The physical starts to then react to the rememberer that believes. Do you see how it's difficult to give these in steps, for they relate to each other perfectly? I'm giving advanced information to advanced souls. You're designed to live a long time. The information in the DNA is available for that. You must learn to speak to the cellular structure through belief and remembrance so that it knows you're accurate. You cannot wish this into existence. You cannot intellectualize this into existence. And if you try, you'll hit a brick wall. For that's linear. Bathe this in the love of God, in the love of spirit. Bathe this in the love and the tapestry of aloha. Bathe all of this in the soup of what you feel in the ethers of this island. You can feel the instruction sets come alive, for even the Pleiadians sit with you here. They realize that their day is coming. Their day is coming. A situation where at one level or another, you will be aware of them. And they have been totally and completely out of sight and invisible for eons, only giving hints of their existence. That is their command. Free choice of the human being is paramount. They cannot interfere. Listen, you've got all the instruction sets in your DNA. It's pure. That's three of the instructions. They're difficult, they're conceptual, and I cannot give you a list of how to. You will have to discover these things on your own. It's incremental, dear ones. You start learning how to speak to your cellular structure and bring it into that energy of your consciousness. You won't see it tomorrow, and you won't see it next month. Think of the body processes and the months that it takes to build and establish the pathways of simple neuronic energies and attributes that would change how a cell divides. Think of that. 90 days at the least. 120 is more accurate. 6 months is more reasonable. Multiply that a number of times for all the processes. You've got a year or two, maybe three, maybe more. But you can start to see it incrementally. The way you feel, the way you look, your energy levels. If you're a senior in the room, it means the aches and the pains start to go away, not to increase. Are you with me? For part of getting old is a lack of energy. Part of getting old is feeling bad when you get up in the morning. Ask any old person, and they'll start to tell you. And there's no reason for that. If you bought into the paradigm of shortening telomeres, that's what's going to happen. Why don't you start changing it? We need you here. We need you here a lot longer than you're told you're supposed to be here. We need you here in health. There are those who say, I don't want to be that old. I can't fathom what 150 years looks like. I remember my parents, what they looked like in their 80s. I don't want to live 150 years. Oh, how 3D of you. What if at 130 you just start to feel a little old? Is that going to be all right? In other words, it means vitality remains in your body. It means a multidimensional state that is so different than the one you have now. Belief, remembrance, physical change. There are those in the room who have healed themselves, miraculously it seems, and all they have done is believe. pure, full intent, no barriers. It can be done. I'm doing it, and it starts. Just ask him. That's unusual. No. Normally, you have to wade through all of the cultural barriers. What you've been told cannot be done. And you've lived with this. It's your survival. It's difficult to undo those thoughts which you would consider to be permanent, and they're not. Here's number four, and this is even more difficult. When you start receiving these things, belief, remembrance, physical change, when you start to see that they're working in your life, the next instruction is the hardest. Lightworkers are told, the final one was hold your light, send your light, preserve your light. Not for you. I'm going to tell you what I want you to do. I want you to hold the light of your ancestors. I want you to go inside and remember who you are. And that's the light I want you to hold. The ancestor who could live for 200 and 300 years, who was taught how to heal their body. The ancestor who lived here and had the pure instructions from the Pleiadians. That's the light I want you to hold. That is what you need to do. And you would say, whoa, I don't know how to do that. I don't know what that light is. I don't have any idea. How 3D of you. There's the intellect asking again. You want boxes to put things in. The how to, the where. Doesn't work that way. Instead, you can take that information which you have in your Akash that is perhaps not remembered in three-dimensional and bring it to the front emotionally. Are you able to love someone unlovable? Many of you are politically active. It's just who you are. Now take the other side of the aisle for a moment and select the one that you have the most problem with. Can you love them unconditionally and see all the good things in their life? Could you nurse them when they were sick so that they could come back to life and vote against what you believe? Do you see where I'm going with this? I'm telling you, this is you holding the light of your ancestors, for this is what they taught. Ancestral wisdom is one of the most precious sought-after things of every culture. It is known and felt that ancestral wisdom is better than anything you have today. And you'd be right. And you'd be right. Can you imagine what ancestral wisdom would create on the planet if you had it in your government? Well, let me tell you something. As you share this with the planet, with the crystalline grid, with all these things, it will eventually become intuitive again, even to those who would never sit in a room like this and listen to channeling. It is placed upon the crystalline grid of the planet. It then becomes intuitive. When humans are born, they pick it up. It changes consciousness. This is how it works. Raw evangelism is three-dimensional. It is about systems, indoctrinations, rules, and mythology. The true wisdom of God is quiet. It doesn't say much. It sits instead and loves. Sometimes it says nothing at all. And there are those writing down many things. Love is that way. It speaks volumes in the eyes. Feel the love of the ancestors for you here. They don't have to say anything, do they? Really? Really? For you to understand all of the things that I have said. Now take that love and hold it, and you're holding the light of the ancestors. It is a difficult task, and only old souls can do it, for only they remember what it is. See the seeds of truth that have been planted in you. Grasp them. Think upon them. Fall in love with yourself yet again. And that is the message of the day. Difficult. Four attributes. Four is numerologically significant. For again, we say it is the number of Gaia and structure. So you might want to say that it is the structure of the ancestral wisdom. Difficult to teach. There was a time when we wondered whether we ever could. And this is the only place we'll teach it. Sitting in this energy, you already have the ancestors present. I knew that. When the day opened and you sat in the chairs, I knew that. Perhaps some of you did too. You're not alone in the room. Some of you know that and feel it. Now listen. In 3D, many of you are aware the meeting is over. Many of you are aware that the seminar that you have come to is over. You prepare to leave. And you might say, well, it's hard to leave. I don't know when I'm going to come back, if ever. Some of you, it was a task to get here. Here's what I want to tell you. Oh, how 3D of you. Here's the challenge, family. You walk out the door. I don't want you to change. You take Kauai with you. And you take it to your workplace, and you take it home. Take it to your family. Because that's what this is about. If you want to call that evangelistic, then do so. Take the light which is here. Paste it upon yourself. Remember that it belongs to you. It is in your DNA. And spread it. And then you'll never be apart from it. Or me. Or the one you're sitting next to. Or this event. Or the family. It's etched in your Akash. Everything that's happened. Let me ask you. If you can conjure up the memory and relive it in your mind, is it really gone? No. It is always happening. It is always now. Always there. This moment will always be there. This moment where the entourage caresses you and thanks you and washes your feet will always be there. Get into a closet at home, they'll be there. The energy of the island belongs to you. Old soul, you help create it. This is very multidimensional. You take it with you and yet it never leaves here. Do you understand that? It's a piece that is one with you and one with the island. You are simply stretching it out. And that is the invitation. Don't say goodbye to this island. Don't do that. Ever. Old soul, this is home. Take it with you. And so it is.